Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL each and every Saturday morning. Good morning to you all. I'm Randy.
And I am Bob.
And we are here to light up your backyard, create a little grill envy, if you will.
That's right. We're smoking it up. I'll be smoking it up today as soon as I get home.
Yeah, speaking of smoking it up, we've got some barbecue classes coming up in May out at Zager's Pool and Spa again. They're on the 17th. It's going to be a four-hour class this time out there. Guy by the name of Chris Marks, who we're going to talk to here in just a minute, is going to be leading this class. And I tell you what, Chris is a world-class griller, isn't he, Bob?
I think he's got the trophies.
That's right. I mean, not just a couple either. I mean, this guy's won over
nine world championships.
That's right. And I think he'll tell you over 300 regular, when I say regular, but 300 competitions that he's won. So this guy is an expert, and we're very lucky to have him on the show. So with no further ado, Chris, are you there?
Hi, I'm right here.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Bob?
Good to talk to you again. What is on the World of Barbecue this morning?
The World of Barbecue. Basically, it's heating up. It's getting to be our seasons, and I tell you what, you can definitely tell the growth is out there, and people are interested in cooking and grilling and just basically all things barbecue. I don't think I've ever seen it in the 3 or 4 years that I've been working here. Is just the interest, just the calls that I'm getting daily to talk about barbecue, to talk about smoking, and just overall the enthusiasm coming to the hobby.
Now, when he says working here, Chris is the general manager at Ace of Hearts Barbecue, which owns The Good One and also Three Little Pigs Sauces and Rubs, which are the all-natural line of sauces and rubs are being shipped into Spartan stores as we speak. So there should be a truck with a big pig on the back. Is that how you ship those things?
Yeah, it is. Actually, we have a caravan of pigs. We just hoist up a bunch of pigs and let them take it all the way up there.
Nice. Wagon train.
put a little harness on them and let them roll, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to have your products in this market in a real big way. The all-natural sauces and rubs, of course, being gluten-free, glucose-free, and what, no MSG?
No MSG. Basically, what we're doing is so long I've heard people just struggle with, you know, the barbecue. They love barbecue sauce, but it has so many of different kinds of chemicals, as Perry, my coworker, would say, is stuff you can't say on the label. What we've done is we've cleaned that sauce up, and we're able to take our high-end competition and roll it into a true all-natural gluten-free sauce. So it gives you the ability to taste what the real stuff is.
Excellent. So what's going on in the Kansas City world? What's new? What can people pick out of this conversation that'll help them be a better barbecuer?
Well, the first thing, what I'd really like to talk about too is get involved with your barbecue organizations. We do a lot of work with the Kansas City Barbecue Organization, KCBS.us, and it's the very, very prevalent organization throughout the entire country, and they push and promote barbecue. But also look at your regional areas too, because there's a barbecue organization up there in your area also, Bob, that's a great organization that's really a startup, and it's more of a regional organization.
So you think we should get involved with our local associations? I believe Zager's in our market is starting a barbecue club, and on a regional basis we have the Great Lakes Barbecue Association or Society, whatever it is. I belong to that, and I belong to the KCBS. So that's one good way to get involved. But aside from involvement, what can we pick up from what's going on in the industry right now? How does it apply to my plate?
Oh, how does it apply to your plate? Good question, Bob. Well, what we're doing now is what's really becoming really prevalent are the ability of the barbecue stores, like a Zager's, to be able to present classes, be able to become the expert in the barbecue area for a region. And so what we're doing is, you know, we're really training that type of a dealer, that specialty dealer, to become the real expert. So when these guys are looking to get into the hobby, they're looking to really get involved, Zager's is going to be able to say, hey, here's what it takes to get involved. We give you the classes to basically give you the ability to look like a championship cooker in 1 or 2 years.
Now, Chris, I see on the schedule as I'm looking through the month of May that on the 17th, you're actually going to be teaching a class at Zager's from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Do you have a plan for what you're going to be teaching that day?
Yeah, we're going to be teaching pork butt and also loin, basically pork loin. It's basically an all-pork class. So we're going to focus on, you know, taking that cut of that pork butt, which happens to be one of the worst cuts that you can ever get, but is optimal for barbecue because it's got seven muscles in it, it's got a lot of fat, it's got a lot of connective tissues in it, and you're able to take all that and really, really work it and mold it really well to barbecue, especially smoking, because it absorbs the smoke so well, and you've got all those fat and those juices that work within it, and I'm able to teach that. And then right along with that is the loin cut, and that loin cut is basically a back strap. And granted, the back strap's a single muscle meat, so you got to cook it a lot different. But what it gives this classes do is they give you the ability to come in there, take the class, go back, and immediately do it at home and come out with a championship-type product.
Okay, now you say a single muscle meat, you got to cook it different.
Yes.
How do you cook it differently?
Well, basically, you cook it different. You watch your temperatures on it. Whereas a single muscle meat, you don't have a lot of grain pattern that runs through a single muscle, like a multiple muscle meat, like a pork butt, you have multiple grain patterns. So what you have to do is you have to pay attention to your grain patterns, because if you cook it wrong, you don't cook it to the correct temperature, you're going to have a tough cut. And low and slow is all about letting that muscle relax, letting it really, really relax really well. You don't want to cook it really hard because it'll tense up. So the more you can let those cell structures relax, the better you're going to be and the more tender cut you're going to be. Just like on a pork loin, I'm not going to run it to 195 degrees because it's going to be very, very tough.
That's what I was going to say is you can't, it's not forgiving like a pork butt.
Absolutely.
Where you can overcook it and reduce it.
Because you have a lot of fat in there, and that fat really masks a lot of problems, especially overcooking.
If I have a digital thermometer and I'm cooking a loin, what do I want to run that up to? Because I know it's going to rise when
yes.
I park it.
You're going to run it to about 155, and it's going to come up anywhere between 5 to 7 degrees after temp.
Okay.
So you want it to run premier, probably the ultimate, and it's going to be measured center cut. It's going to be about 160 degrees. That way, your fats are dissolving. You're not going to lose a lot of that moisture out of that pork loin.
Hey, Chris, Randy here, and for our listeners that may not know, because I didn't when I first started working in the grilling area, is that a pork butt is really not a pork butt. It's a shoulder, isn't it?
It's a shoulder, absolutely. It comes right off the shoulder shank.
So if you talk to your butcher out there, he or she probably knows what a pork butt is, but don't expect a big ham-looking thing when you get it, because
it's
a deboned shoulder. There might be the shoulder blade in the pork butt,
that's called the bone-in.
Right.
And I always cook with the bone-in.
Right.
And then there's also called the picnic cut, and that picnic cut is basically going to have the forward shank of the leg on it with the skin still on it, and that's called basically a shoulder. Okay? Pork butt is also Boston butt, shoulder roast, other associated names, and just flat-out butt.
Do you like picnics in terms of smoking a picnic? I mean, do you find that to be very popular? I don't really find a lot of people that mess with picnics.
And you're exactly correct, Bob. You don't see a lot of people mess with picnic because, granted, a lot of that shoulder, that shank, you're basically not going to use it.
Right.
Unless you're doing like more of a southern-type cook to where you're going to chop it up and you're going to chop some of that skin up with it. But we do primarily more of a pulled pork type, and pretty much the skin's discarded.
So what kind of seasonings do you think are the best thing to put on if somebody's trying to just come up with a rub on their own? What would you advise them to put on a butt if they weren't going to buy it, but they were just going to make a concoction?
Probably I'd start with a little paprika, garlic salt, and onion salt, and a little white sugar. Okay. Just a generic rub.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Chris Marks from Asa Hart's Barbecue Specialties. And Chris is a seasoned griller, a championship griller, and he's given us some great ideas and some great advice with regard to techniques and types of meats that we're going to use. And Chris, we're going to wrap this up, but we appreciate your time today and always the great information that you give. We're looking forward to seeing you up here on the 17th at Zager's.
Yep, I'm looking forward to getting up there.
That was Chris Marks from Asa Hart's Barbecue Specialties down in Topeka, Kansas. And Chris is one of the contributors to our show that is just a fantastic resource for us, because if it's been grilled, he's grilled it. So up in the next segment, we've got a little bit of our man law. We're going to talk to John Kogel and Chef Nathan. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.